It's back to the overflowing streets of Woodward, Oklahoma, where jobs are easily found, but housing is scarce. But you know what they say, if you're given lemons, build more houses.
Name's Ron Henniger, from around McKinney, Texas, but I'm for Woodward resident now, so hopefully we've got enough stuff up here to keep us busy for the rest of my life.
I met Ron by a muddy curbside in an out-of-the-way neighborhood so new, most of the houses are just wooden frames and concrete.
We've only got six that are closed right now. We've got 20 in this little neighborhood. Then I've got four other houses going in different places in the city. So,
Ron came to Woodward earlier this year to build houses for Prime contractors. A local broker recruited Prime out of Oklahoma City to build as many homes as possible. Ron says his boss saw the town had a heavy demand and a ripe market full of opportunity.
We got people living in tents out here, you know, because there's no place to live. Got a lot of young people. This guy's 22, his girlfriend's 21, you know, buying a $200,000 house. My first house was about $6,250.
I tiptoed around sprinklers and hopped over some mud to meet the guy and his wife, Ron mentioned. Colton and JC were helping lay sod on a bare, uneven patch of dirt that was their front yard.
I moved up here. I got transferred up here about 2 months ago, and we figured we'd be here for a while, so we'd go ahead and purchase a home.
There's nothing for rent.
Yeah, the rent's really, I mean, there's really nothing for rent. And just to buy, I mean, right now, it's the whole housing market. I mean, it's tight to get anything.
Ron told me your ages, and I was just like, whoa, you guys, you're 22?
I'm 22, yes, sir.
22, and you're buying like a, how much is this house?
About 170.
So you're buying your first house. It's not really shocking, but it's, you know, a little bit different. You know?
Yeah.
You just tell me what led up to the decision.
We got to looking at houses that were less expensive, and they needed $20,000, $30,000 worth of work in them. So why not purchase a home that we're not going to have to fix up? That's really where we came up with why we wanted to purchase a new home like this. So
Colton told the truth when he said houses are hard to come by in Woodward, but it isn't because there's nothing for sale. Brian Cook is manager of local Caldwell Banker.
We're kind of steady, sitting around 55 houses on the market. The trend right now is prices are still going up on property. Houses market is healthy. I mean, we're selling houses. We can always use more.
Brian says there's been a 10 to 15% increase in market prices, mostly due to market demand and newer, higher quality homes. The average selling price used to be $108,000, and today they'll sell anywhere between $150,000 and $200,000. Not the best shake for someone looking to buy on a budget.
If I had a $100,000 house 2 years ago that's worth $125,000, why not ask $150,000? Somebody might pay it. It's just part of the market. Supply and demand.
That high sales potential is probably how one of Brian's brokers at Caldwell convinced Ron's company, Prime, to get on board. I mean, it sounds like everyone wants a piece of this town.
Talked with a coordinator this morning that's looking to help build some multifamily housing in town, apartments. We've had some calls from some hotel, motel developers as well, interested in the area.
Let's be realistic. Besides Prime contractors, Brian could only think of a couple other developers working in Woodward. And building homes and hotels takes time. Brian said himself.
Hotel-wise, those are just rumors. I don't even know the true names of the hotels going up.
Yeah, small-town gossip isn't the most reliable news source. To add another grain of salt, since March, Prime contractors have only finished six houses. Ron hopes to have the other 20 done by the end of the year, but after that, the challenge will be getting land to build on.
I know there's plenty of land around, but we're working, like I say, with Caldwell Banker. We've probably got in the works probably another 60 to 100 lots that they're working on, but there's nothing been solidified there.
Before more houses can go up, Caldwell has to secure empty lots for Prime. But Ron predicts they'll be closing on a lot of homes as the year winds down. Thanks to higher incomes, houses will probably sell like crazy. CJ Montgomery, Woodward's Chamber of Commerce president, says since the energy boom, people are dropping a lot of cash.
Some folks look at retail sales as kind of an indicator in how your local economy is doing. Woodward has exceeded $1 million in retail sales tax receipts now for 6 months in a row.
Between the heavy demand for houses and high sales levels, Woodward is seeing good times. But the flood of people will only last while there's enough oil and gas to pull from the ground.
The oil and gas business typically is cyclical, and it doesn't stay at a peak forever.
But CJ hopes, for Woodward's sake, this time the peaks will be longer and the market downturns will be shorter. For KOSU, I'm Quentin Chandler.